السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Friday morning, the 24th of January 2025, corresponding with the 24th of Rajab 1446. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you and to the family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and Aqa afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen, and Allah ta'ala forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us tawfiq to carry out the masnoon a'mal for the day of Jum'ah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem and Appa. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the year after. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, Friday, and we should be reading abundant salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, Aksiru min as-salati alayya Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Subhanallah. Similarly, O Muslim, O Muslima, read the entire Surah Kahf. من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf, the entire Surah, on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless that person with radiance, effulgence and nur from one Friday right till the next Friday. Authentic hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. And every day of the week, if we can, try and read the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. And Usima min fitnatid dajjal, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala, through His benevolence, grace and mercy, will protect us from the trials, tribulation of Dajjal. And the hadith is sahih, an authentic mention in Mustadrak Hakim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rajab 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on Surah to Shura, chapter 42, Mutual Consultation, and verses 24, 25 and 26. The non-Muslims, when they don't want to accept the truth like nowadays, then they will always make hasbara, propaganda, lies and concoctions and fabrications. So that is exactly what the idol worshippers did. Or what? يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Are they lying? Lying that time, lying today also, that he, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, invented these lies against Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. They say the Quran Sharif was written by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he invented it, fabricated it, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah responds, فَإِن يَشَئِ اللَّهُ. If that hypothetically is true, what you are saying, if that what you are saying for argument's sake is true, obviously it's not true. So therefore the in is mentioned there, قَذِيَّ شَرْتِيَّ, hypothetically, conditional clause. So فَإِن يَشَئِ اللَّهُ, hence if he Almighty Allah decreed, يَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, then Almighty Allah would have sealed the hearts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and people who invented it. So obviously that is not going to happen. Almighty Allah, on the contrary, is going to elevate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more and more. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 94, verse 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we are going to elevate your name, nami, ismi grami, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name is taken. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أذان إقامة. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. ويمحو الله الباطل. And if Almighty Allah wants, then Almighty Allah will erase and remove all the falsehood. ويحق الحق بكلماتي. And Almighty Allah will establish the truth only with His words, with His commandments, with His speech. So that is the Qudrat and the absolute power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Innahu Alimum Bidat is Sudur. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all knowing of what is in the inner recesses of our hearts, our bosoms. We don't know that much, but Allah knows. Wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid. He is nearer to us than our own jugular veins. Who is Almighty Allah, O Muslim, O Muslima, O esteemed listener of Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this honorable and Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, this honorable month of Rajab? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ عَنِ بَعْدِهِ. And he, Almighty Allah, accepts the repentance. Me and you, we say we're repenting, but the next day, the next week, we are already preparing to commit the same vices and worse, Allah forbid. So you must translate it, and He Almighty Allah is going to accept the sincere repentance, not just repentance like mine and yours. Today, Jumu'ah, we stay away from sins, then we can all hell breaks loose. We must sing our salat, and we by the movies, we by the clubs, we by the haram places, the drugs and alcohol, wine, dine and swine, and ibadihi from his servants, wa ya'fu an his sayyat, and he overlooks the vices of people. All of us today who are living and we are sane and mature, we are sane and mature, we have committed vices, sins, major sins, minor sins, he overlooks it and he forgives us, but we have to make sincere tawbah, show remorse and regret, turn away from the vices immediately, fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and creation, and don't go back to those vices. No relapse. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Nasuha means al-azmu ala adam al-aud. You make that firm resolution, you don't go back to those vices. So we need to understand what Allah is saying there. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and He Almighty Allah knows everything we do, in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night, فِي الْخَلْوَى وَالْجَلْوَى, in privacy and public, everything is known to Him. Cry, O Muslim, O Muslimah, and say, يَا سَتَّارُ يَا سَتَّارُ اللَّهُمَّ اسْتُرْ عُيُوبَنَا وَذُنُوبَنَا فِي dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, cover our vices, our sins in this dunya and in the year after. Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Allah maghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna, anta al-muqaddimu wa anta al-muakhir. Ya Allah, jalla wala, the vices of the past, of the future. Ya Allah, that would be committed in private and in public. Ya Allah, everything we committed, the vices, you know everything. You are the first one, you are the last one, Ya Allah. You know all our secrets, Ya Allah. We beg you, forgive us. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ, when we cry, when we beg, we make firm resolve, intention, we won't go back to our boyfriend, girlfriend, extramarital affairs, premarital affairs, and everything else that's haram and riba and interest and fraud. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ, and Almighty Allah responds to those people, آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who have true iman, faith, conviction, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they continue with their righteous deeds and actions. Allah will grant us جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى, then Allah will give us something extra. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and Allah will give us something extra out of His fadl, out of His grace, to enter Jannah and Paradise, that is the Rahmah and the mercy of Allah. Then Allah gives us some added bonus. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى. وَزِيَادَى is وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, the added bonus. O Muslim, O Muslimah, what is that added bonus? So one day, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to the beloved Sahaba and companions and saying, all the Jannatis, people will have taken their places in Jannah, everything they desire and wish for. So then Allah Ta'ala will ask them, must I give you something extra? He will say, Ya Allah, what else can be extra? We just desire for something, and immediately, instantly, it is here. We have everything we desire, and beyond our perception, comprehension. Allah says, no, there's still something. What is that something, Ya Allah, that bonus you're going to give us? Allah says, today, I'm going to remove all the veils and curtains. Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala will take place. You saw makhluk and creation. Now, O Jannati, people of Jannah, Paradise, you will see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala himself and his nur and radiance and effulgence. Did you make the dua, O Muslim, O listener? Read now with me the hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma, Allahumma inna nas'aluka, Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O beloved Allah, we beg of thee. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nadari, Ya Allah, we beg of you, beg of thee, that we have the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem, your honorable countenance, that we can see you and your nur and your radiance and effulgence. That will be the greatest gift and bounty which Almighty Allah confers upon us in Jannah. For the non-Muslim, 7 billion today and billion, trillion, zillions before us. Kalla innahum rabbihim yawma idhilla mahjubun. They will not see Almighty Allah's countenance. Another punishment for them and for us. Insha'Allah, bifadlillah wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and we see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. One more time. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nadari ila wajhika al-kareem. So that is وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And for the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And for the non-Muslims, for them is a severe punishment. You can see today in this world how they are getting punished. These are just examples of the wrath, anger, punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah mahfadna, ameen. May Almighty Allah protect us all. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Almighty Allah save us, protect us from Jahannam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Rajab, 1446, this day of Jumu'ah, Friday. And we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. It is day six today of the ceasefire. So remember, it is day number 6 of the ceasefire, and it is genocide day. Now the genocide is continuing, not now in Gaza, now in the West Bank it's going on. Why is it going on in the West Bank? Because the times of Israel has written that under Netanyahu, the war criminal, that they don't write war criminal, but we have to add all that. So it's the first time the Israeli prime minister lost the war against the Palestinians, and it happened now in Gaza. So that humiliation, disgrace will stay with him. That will be his legacy. Now he wants revenge, and therefore they're attacking the civilians and people there in the West Bank. And Trump is also part of the problem, not part of the solution. He was paid $100 million by that lady Maryam Adelson, or whatever hell her name is. Oh, Trump, take this money and make sure we Jutlas and Jews annex the West Bank. You see, these are all prostitutes and prostitutes, remember that. They will sell their soul to the devil for money. 2 settlers shot there in the West Bank. Alhamdulillah. Anytime a settler gets shot or killed, we say Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about it. We have no empathy, sympathy. You ulama, you students and people, Muslims, you should learn this word. Settler in Arabic, mustawtineen. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimeen. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Aina ma kanu wa haythu ma kanu. Ya Allah, you punish these settlers wherever they are. You decimate and destroy them. The judge blocks Trump and says, you can't be just saying that the babies who are born anywhere in America will not have the right to automatic American citizenship. So remember, for 2 weeks that will not be so, and the babies will get their American citizenship. relationship, and it'll be a long, drawn process. So another, remember, block for Trump, and he's thinking that he's like an emperor, and he can do as he pleases, but he's getting humiliated day by day. Trump deporting people to Mexico, and now he's going to start absolute chaos there by the border. There's no facilities for the thousands of people, no water, no ablution, and no enough police and so forth. That is Trump, unpredictable, the maker of chaos and mayhem. But he got the milking cow, you ulama, you students, you people who know the Arabic language, and you Salafis, hang your heads in shame, taking my wages from the kafir regime of the Saudis. MBS phoned and contacted Trump, his master and boss, and said, boss, you must come again. Your first foreign trip must be to Saudi Arabia. Last time I gave you $450 billion. This time we will give you $600 billion, and we will buy arms and ammunition. And if you got others also, we will buy in future. So he, Trump, is making MBS the milking cow. In Arabic, you call it haloob. What comes out is halib. So understand the word. MBS, we got the new title for him, Murtad bin Shaitan, the haloob. So you must remember, the milking cow. What disgrace, what humiliation. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse number 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces a person, how Trump is humiliated, creating storms everywhere. The first felon and criminal to enter the White House. Similarly, MBS, the haloob, the milking cow, the murtad bin shaitan. He can't even travel to America or Britain. The media and the people will tear him to pieces. Humiliated across the world, his legacy will read, the murderer of Jamal Khashoggi, the person who murdered thousands of Yemenis, the person who displaced millions of Yemeni people, and the person who was not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, he was Khainul Haramain Sharifain, the traitor to Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. Yes, he was Khadimu America wa Khadimu Israel. He was the slave of the Americans and Israelis. Hang your heads in shame, you Salafis. I still can't believe you'll take money from their embassies. That, and you want to tell me you're practicing on Quran and Sunnah. Trump orders. You see, Trump is unpredictable. Maybe he'll expose the Jutlas. So Trump orders JFK, John F. K. Kennedy, and RFK, Robert Kennedy. So all their fives, everything must be released now. And MLK, Martin Luther King, who murdered them, who killed them in 1960s. So all this must be released to the public. And we know the Jutlas are involved in many of these murders and crimes and so forth. Israel evicts thousands of Palestinians from the West Bank, and they come with their army, they come with their bulldozers, they come with their Caspers and everything else. One settler, one bullet. Every Jutla supporting Israel is cursed by Almighty Allah and will be punished sooner or later, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَ عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب. Allah Jalla Wala will always continue punishing the Jutlas and the Jews and those who support them, the Zionists, right till the day of justice, the worst, worst punishment. Israel loves occupying and stealing land. Occupation is terrorism. Hezbollah, the Lebanese government, told Israel, by this week Sunday, you must leave. That is the agreement. You must get kicked out from all parts of Lebanon. They are requesting 1 month extended leave. No leave, no extension for you. You get out from there. What humiliation and disgrace. So that is why we like Hezbollah. that they told Israel, you better get out from here. Gaza ceasefire is a lifeline for many, many Israelis. That is what's written in your Haaretz newspaper. They are totally exhausted, fatigued, and they don't know what to do. And I sent out yesterday something by David Hirsch, I think his name, of, you understand, the Savior or some newspaper like that. He said, when you study modern-day warfare, the past century, I'm just paraphrasing him, he says the greatest people you see who taught the world what is war and how to defend your homeland, it must be the Palestinians' resistance movement. It must be Hamas. What a lesson they taught the world. They dictating the terms. Eh, Jutlas, eh, Americans, tomorrow we will release 4 females and we will give them to you, and you will have to give more than 100 to us. That is how we're going to deal with you. Like how Taliban told Trump. Trump says he wants his $7 billion worth of arms back there in America. They said, come fetch it, and then we will see. Trump is not circumcised properly. We will circumcise you again, oh Trump. We did it with the British in the 60s. We did it with the Russians in the 79 and 80s. We did it with you Americans and 48 countries. And we humiliated, disgraced you. Come again and we will show you. That is our Taliban. We support Taliban, you kuffar. We support Hamas, you kuffar. And we say, not only support them, we are proud of them. They have defeated you and your empire and all the haram activities you do, murdering, killing our babies and our innocent men and women. And therefore, we're very proud of them. So that UK teen, his name is Axel or whatever the hell his name, good thing he's not a Muslim, otherwise the name terrorist should be on every media, but now you don't see terrorism. Terrorism is only for Islam and Muslims. The Jutlas, Americans, the biggest terrorists, but they try and camouflage it, the haramis. So the UK teen who killed 3 young ladies and girls, he has been sentenced to 52 years in jail. CNN, they said they supporting America, they supporting Trump, they supporting Israel, but Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah hits. Now in this week, this month or more, 3,500 members of their staff to be laid off, in simple terms, to be fired. That is what it is. There in Saudi Arabia, you Salafis, now they're going to open, go read your Saudi media. The first sandy beach will open in Jeddah. You know what that means? It means that there will be bikinis frolicking. It's already bikinis and all that is acceptable under MBS. You can be gay, you can be lesbian, you can be transgender, you can be the biggest fornicator, adulterer. You welcome to the beaches in Jeddah and you run around with bikinis as long as you pay and you go. That is Bawawatul Haram. That is the gateway to Makkah Mukarramah. And this harami MBS, you still debating he's Muslim or not? Any Salafi, I'm prepared to take you on anywhere in the world. Come, let's debate whether he's a Muslim or a kafir. I say, this is what I say, and you can quote me anywhere. I say MBS is murtad bin shaitan. Wa man shakka fi kufrihi fa wa murtadun. And if you got doubt on that, and you're supporting him, and you agree with him, then you murtad just like him as well. Silent legalizes same-sex marriages. This is the so-called modern-day human being. Thousands of them, Adam and Steve got married, Adam and Eve got married. These are actions that worse than animals. Quran says, "Ulaika kal an'am, baluhum adal." They are like animals. No animals are better than them. They are worse than them. Our South Africa included. Therefore, I say that our constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written, and they consider it a human right issue. We say they are worse than animals and swines and all that. That is what Islam teaches us. The death penalty for homosexuality, but the kuffar culture, Thousands evacuated from Los Angeles. They want to create fires in Gaza. They want to create fires in Libya and Syria. They want to create fires in Sudan and Kashmir and India. They want to create problems for Muslims. Allah sends His winds. Allah sends His fire. Allah Jalla Wala punishes them. We make dua on this Mubarak day and blessed day of Jumu'ah. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al mustawtinin wa man walahum. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa britaniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, you tighten your grip on the Americans, on the Israelis, the British, and the Hindus who are supporting all this haram against the Muslims. You decimate and destroy them. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bibi Netanyahu, the biggest war criminal and the shaitan on this earth, he salutes Elon. He's a defense. Elon Musk salute when Trump was inaugurated. He made a salute very similar to what the Nazis would do to Heil Hitler. And you know why Bibi Netanyahu defends him? Because he put millions in his pocket and so forth. They will sell their soul. They will sell their mother also, these haramis. Russia to open three. Russia would love Russia to open three embassies in Africa. Russia is progressing. Therefore, I like you, Putin. China is progressing. Both haramis. But when they harm America, they harm Israel, they harm the West, we support them. So they're opening three embassies now in Africa. The Danish politician told Trump regarding Greenland. The word he used are really expletives, you understand. I can't use that, but you understand, he used the words F and so forth. So he told him, get lost, get out from here. You don't come and dictate to us, you tenpot dictator. Well done to the politician in Denmark, made in USA. You see, he, that is Trump, trumpeting away. He states there in New York, in America, and he's there online, like as they say, you know, virtually. And then he says, all you countries and all you big Western people and any other country, come invest in America. Open factories in America. Come, let it be made in America. We will give you the best taxes and concession. And if you don't, then we will impose upon you taxes. But they say free trade. They say freedom of expression. This is oppression and transgression. That is what Trump wants. Everybody must be his slave, but we are the slaves of Allah. We say, Trump, during your time, America will implode. And during the time of Bibi, Israel will implode, because both of you are haramis, and that the world can see. More than 200 people killed in Congo. The diamond trade, the jutla are involved there also. Hindu kicked out by Trump. You remember that one guy who wanted to become the president of America, Vavi, Vasavi, whatever the hell his name is. So he thought he's going to get a big post. So from day one, they fired him. So no post for you. So this is what he does, Trump. He doesn't like Dan White. He's an egoist. He's a narcissist. So this Mota, this Hindu guy, is looking for a job now. That is very good. We are very happy Trump did that. We don't care about you. So the Taliban and Trump, you see that? Now they want to say that our leaders there in the Taliban must be charged by the ICC for trampling the rights, you must remember, of the women. You, America, are you not trampling the rights of the women with your prostitution and your slave trade and your murdering the natives and all that? And Israel, are you not guilty, the entire government, for murdering and making 40,000 children, babies, orphans? So where's the human rights then? These are the whiteys. They are the people, the biggest racist on earth, majority of them. Let's come to our local news. Grace Street trustees. So A.V. Mohammed, let's speak some Mamban Papanji Galkaru. I boast our office Lokaria yo. Abo Rajiya. So you made the right verdict and the right thing you did. You are cancelled Imran Hussein. He is a pakka sympathizer of the Shias. Any person who is a Shia, sympathizer of the Shias, you must never give them the platform in the Jummah Masjid in Grace Street. Bosaro Korea, very good you all did. For that, we will salute you, A.V. Muhammad and the trustees of the Jummah Masjid, Grey Street. And yeah, not far from us in Robertsham, there's a casino all haram. So there was a bomb scare. So the guys who went there to, you understand, gamble, they had to wet their trousers and run from there. Because why? They told them the bomb is going to explode. Just see how human being, you just hear the word bomb, and then they bomb from there. But Allah warns us, and we don't bother about it. That is human being. Everywhere you will find the double standards. Look at now ANC. Whatever they touch, you give them gold. They will turn it into dust and soil. So there in Pretoria, big chaos yesterday. The Uber drivers blocked the roads. They said, you say, we can't use our Uber taxis unless we got permits. We're waiting so long. We want to do things legally, but you all are bringing all the obstacles and so forth. Hopeless, useless people these are. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, we bow down our heads. Today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, bifadlillah wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, is 7 years old Islamic calendar. This is the wasila, the barakah of Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank the Capital Group for standing with us through thick and thin, and we were given congratulations. We were criticized, but they stood with us. Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember, reward them. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, your parents, your children, your spouses, only Allah will reward you. Wal ajru indallah, to run a station is not a small thing. And for 7 years, thousands of people, alhamdulillah, our policy was always stand for the truth, even if you stand alone and in a minority. We will not curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any country. Wal haqqu wa haqqu yuttaba. We have to stand for the truth. Allah reward you, Ma Salim Kareem and the team. Today, the nikah announcements will take place between 10 and 10:30 by Mona Zahid Khan. Any one of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, your friends are getting married in South Africa, overseas, send us the announcements, nikah announcements now, and anytime before 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 084-786-3132. You're beyond the borders of South Africa. +27 84 786 3132. And inshallah, we will join Makkah at 11:25, 11:30 South African time. Bandar Balila is delivering the khutbah and salat. Bandar in Arabic means handsome and the harbor. In Urdu, it means the monkey. But sometimes does Bandar give Bandar khutbahs? He puts us all to sleep. Sometimes he don't speak one word about Palestine or Aqsa. He will just praise the king and praise the murtad bin shaitan, the haloob, the malking cow, the harami. So, Mawlana Salim, we have 20 minutes left, inshallah. Let's fire up with the Q&A, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Make dua for us and make dua for Markaz, Sahaba, and all our radio stations that give us the platforms, Ansar Radio and Sirius FM, so that we can announce and pronounce the truth to all and sundry without fear and favor. Ameen. So inshallah, we start the Q&A now.
Mufti Saab, why is it when Azan goes, the dogs also make a big sound? Is there something about this mentioned in the hadith?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 100%. When the adhan is rendered, the shaitans, they take flight and they run away. Walahu durat, and even their wind comes out from their back passage and so forth. So therefore you see the dogs and the puppies and all of them making big noise. You know, Diwali time, Christmas time, New Year time, Guy Fawkes time, when they are busting the crackers and bursting the crackers and fireworks. So then you see the dogs running and so forth, helter skelter. So similarly, just an example I gave you, so it will resonate with you. So yeah, when the azan is given, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, shaitan wants you must miss the salat and so forth. So all the satanic forces, they take flight. You must remember, 100% open Mishkat Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. So that is what happens. Therefore, try and give adhan sometimes in your life. You, the men, never feel shy. Our mother, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, Hazil ayah lil muazzinin. This ayat here was revealed for the muazzin. Wa man ahsanu qawlam mimman da'a ila Allahi wa amila saliha wa qala innani min al-muslimin. Whose speech can be better than that person who invites towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and continues with the righteous deeds? And when people praise you, say, Innani min al-Muslimin, I'm a Muslim. Laysa al-Nisa'i adhanun wala iqama. Adhan is the prerogative of the men, not women now. Just now you find they say the woman must come and give. You know, South Africa, some places they go nuts, eating too much coconuts, I think.
Mufti Saab, on a Friday, where must the muazzin stand and give the second azan? In front of the khatib or at the rear end of the masjid?
Remember, according to all four schools, the best place for the muazzin to stand when rendering the second adhan, remember, is Imam al-Mimbar. So there in front of the pulpit where the khatib is sitting. So where? So today, Jumu'ah, I will be, inshallah, where? In Saraldeen, and that is there in Johannesburg. My brother Haji Ahmed Abdi, Somaliland, will pick me up 11 o'clock, 11:15, and then we will go there, inshallah al-Aziz. So we will deliver the lecture, khutbah, all that, inshallah, and it will be live on our Markaz Sahaba. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Adhan 12:25, lecture starting 12:35. So therefore we must practice on that sunnah. You can't take 1-2 isolated ahadith and say you're practicing on hadith. You call that, now I don't want to give you too many terminologies, you will get confused and your fuses will get blown. You call that al-hadith ushaz. You don't take hadith ushaz, one rare isolated hadith, and you leave out and omit all the other ahadith. That is called ta'amul, that the regular practice. So that is what must be done, and we must do things, fulfill our duty with beauty. But people like to do things different. You know why? Khalif tu uraf. Today I go, hypothetically, for argument's sake, and I deliver the khutbah in Meman language. You see that? So now it will become the talk of the whole of Africa. AK gave a khutbah from the mimbar in Meman me gal kariyo. Meman is a ban me. So what? So Khalif to Uruf is just to become famous overnight by doing foolish things and things that are against Sharia. So remember that, we don't agree with that, that the muazzin stands there 20 meters, 30 meters away. He must stand, must is not compulsory, but it's better. He stands there in front, there by the pulpit, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if a female is pregnant and while pregnant she starts bleeding for a few days, must she still continue reading her salah or must she stop?
You, my mother's sisters, you are pregnant. You and your husband, all of you, should be reading chapter 37. You know Surah Yasin, chapter 36. So the next Surah, Surah Safat. And then you read verse 100. I'm showing you a simple dua. Daily, abundantly read it. Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam's dua, in his old age, when his wife Hajar gave birth to Nabi Ismail, alayhi salam, he was 86 years old. When his first wife, chronologically, but remember that in birth she was the second wife to give birth. So meaning that she gave birth after Sayyidah Hajar, that's what I mean. So he was 100 years old, 14 years gap, and Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidah Sarah is the first wife and Sayyidah Hajar is the second wife. But the second wife gave birth first and the first wife gave birth second. That's what we say. So he, in his old age, he begged Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 37, verse 100, Rabbi Habali Mina Salihin. Both translations acceptable. Ya Allah, grant me pious children. Ya Allah, God, grant me normal offspring. It means out of your mercy, grace, and benevolence, Ya Rab. Now you, my sister, you are Hamila, and you are pregnant, expecting. Now you start bleeding. The Masla Fatwa is this. All types of bleeding whilst you are pregnant is Istihada. So it's not menses, it's nothing and all that. So it is Istihada. You continue with your Salat. You continue with your Tilawat of Quran. For your first Salat, you're going to read Fajr now. So you make a fresh Wudu. Zuhur time, you make a fresh Wudu. Asr time, fresh Wudu. Maghrib time, after sunset, when the Adhan goes, then you make a fresh Wudu and you perform your Maghrib Salat. And then Isha time, fresh Wudu. This law is only lil ma'zurin wal ma'zurat, that those people who have a valid excuse, like the ladies who are spotting and bleeding, and when they are pregnant or other times, you know, that most of the time they have discharge or so forth, or the men, they have leaking problems, plumbing problems. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Sahih, authentic hadith, and Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and evil diseases. So Allah grant us all siha and afia, good health and preservation of our iman, Islam, our health, our wealth, our honor, out of his grace and mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahib, is there any special dish that we have to cook on a Friday? Should it be dal and rice or biryani? Somebody asked this question.
Tell them they must make akni. You understand? What my wife cooks akni, as I tell her popi, that manjo iman vadare cheto, you see? So wherever I go, last night before I slept, I sent a message. I'm telling you the truth. I sent a message to my brother, Ahmad Abdi. I say, tell that Jasad brother. He told me we're going to have lunch there today by Jasad. So I told him, tell Mr. Jasad and Madam Jasad, me, I can't eat all this strong fruit food. I'm an old man now, so now I want everything soft, and I want very mild everything, you see. So then I can, if they make akni, so mashallah. Last week we were in Roshni, and my connection there, Hafiz Riyaz Sharif, his wife made, she's a Hafiz, a husband, Hafiz, wife, Hafiz, son, Hafiz. So mashallah, Mubarak family. So she made akni. So all the guests were there, so I told them, see, better eat all this memon chow. When you eat the memon chow, your iman will increase, inshallah. It's your choice, bhai. You make dal and rice, you make whatever you want to, provided that is halal and tayyiba. So if you want from hadith, then remember in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, Sahaba say, we used to eat salak. That's the Arabic word. In Urdu, Maulana Salim, chukandar. And in English, beetroot. So that is what Sahaba say they used to eat on Friday. My beloved mother, I used to laugh, you know. She say, Beta, he must eat this beetroot. So I ask her, Kulai. So she say, Loile bo saro ai. You see, hello, old people. So she say, eat beetroot. So I ask, but why, mama, I eat so much beetroot? You say, no. You see, the blood is red and the beetroot is red. So it's good for your blood also. I said, all right. Now, old people, you can't argue. So I eat, you see. So, but make intention. If you want to have a sunnah dish that Sahaba used to have, so we find in Sahih Hadith Salak, and that is chukandar and your beetroot, not the akni and dal and rice. This is all our cultural issues, which we brought from India and our gam. You know, all your Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur, so all that came from there, and put another one there also, the Porbandar and Barwad and all these things. Yeah, so that is where it came from.
Mufti Sahab, I made ghusl. When I finished having shower, I remember I forgot to remove my earrings. Hence, I went back and took my earrings off and washed my ear. Is my ghusl accepted?
Your ghusl is accepted, my sister. However, we must add one more thing. After you took your ghusl, but your earrings were still on, and thereafter, if you read salat, then remember that salat, you must repeat it, because the water did not go, and maybe it was a compulsory ghusl, and the water did not go in that opening, in that crevice of your ears, and so forth. So therefore, you ladies, all these things you'll use, earrings, and I don't know what and what, you'll know all your people's stories, An-Nisa wa a'lamu bihinna, they know all their issues, so therefore remove all those things there, and then you make proper ghusl. Tahta kulli sha'ratin janaba, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, under every hair there is impurity and so forth. So what you did is correct, but I'm just adding one point. After your ghusl, and before washing that place where your earrings were, the opening and so forth, if you read salat, then you must repeat that salat there. Cognizance should be taken of that fact as well.
Mufti Sahab, who has more rights to be an imam, an alim or a hafiz of the Quran?
The person I'm going now, here to the masjid, and remember, we got two imams. This week is Mona Hanif's turn. So he has the greatest right. He is the imam, the appointed imam. So he has the greatest right. And if there's no second imam, for example, there's only one imam, and now he didn't come, we human being, sometimes you get late, sometimes overslept, whatever the case might be, sometimes we fell sick. Now who should perform? You got ulama there, you got hafiz there, so the ulama should perform, but sometimes the ulama are not hafiz, and they don't read the Quran 100% properly and correctly, but the hafizah, he reads beautifully and correctly, so ahakul qawm, then the aqra'uhum. So that thing, the person, the hafiz who reads proper with tajweed and so forth, that is if the imam is an alim, but he's not the hafiz, and doesn't read the Quran Sharif properly. So otherwise, in normal circumstances, when the imam is ill and sick, then the alim will have preference. I told you when the hafiz will have preference. But in taraweeh and all that, the hafizah will have preference. If the ulama are not performing taraweeh like many a time, they're tired, retired, or they want to give chances to the youngsters and so forth, but we have to teach them. Therefore, inshallah, inshallah, we're coming there to Durban and so forth during Shaban, the big night, and we will have a program in Masjid Mahmood, inshallah, where Maulana Badat are the two brothers, and there we will have interaction with the imams and huffaz and so forth, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So that is the fatwa and masla, and obviously all the other issues must be there, that the imam must not be an open fasik fajir, that he don't have beard, and the day he's watching TV the day and night, is a TV actor coming on YouTube and what? So then to read salat behind them is, oh, they close the masjid and so forth and so on. You can't read salat behind these characters, the deviant characters.
Okay, sir, what is the best dua to read on the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah?
As far as dua goes, whether it is Jumu'ah or whether it is Laylatul Qadr or whether it is any other time, remember is protection of our iman and death with iman. Surah 3, verse number 8, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. O Allah Jalla wala, never let our hearts get deviated after you gave us this guidance, this nur, this radiance of Iman and Islam, and grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope and encompass us. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the best of giver. And chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, and that is Tawaffani Muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam. Wa alihiqni bisualihin. And Ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, let me unite me with the pious and devout servants. Tawaffani muslima walhiqni bisalihin. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. And if you want to add this, then it's Subhanallah nurun ala nur. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawman nalqaka fi. See one brother from Lanesia, Muhammad Esop, I don't know him. They say he's well in his 80s, and he passed away there in Medina Munawwara. Last night was his janaza salat. So how honorable. Even the family, they're crying, their father passed away. But other side, they're happy. How honored is our father. He passed away in Medina to Rasul. And janaza salat, red day in Masjidun Nabawi. Thousands of people. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Manishta ta'a minkum ayyamuta bil Medina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Medina Munawwara, go and pass away there and die there with Iman and Islam, because I will intercede for you. The first people I will intercede for are those who pass away in Medina Munawwara. And Sayyidina Umar's dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. In the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grant me death. So these are the best type of duas. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay to read Surah Baqarah and stop for a while and then finish after a while, but finishing the same day?
You know, Surah Baqarah is atwalu suratin fil Quran il Kareem. It is the longest surah chapter in the noble Quran, and 286 verses. And remember, now not everybody is hafiz. I know one day here in the masjid, Sufi masjid, I finished my Quran and I started reading Surah Baqarah. So sometimes the public, they can see. So I read, and after 30, 35 minutes, so then I took my Quran Sharif, put it away. I read in one Quran, they all know that. So that Baji asked me, you read the whole Surah Baqarah? I said, Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fazal, half an hour, we can finish it. You know the entire Surah Baqarah. So he got amazed, you know. So it's best you finish it in one sitting, remember that. But if you take long time, 4, 5, 6 hours, or you stop in between and so forth, everything, kulluha kafin shafin, all acceptable. And remember, not only when we're moving into a new house, new shop, every week, every month, read Surah Baqarah. We'll end off today's session. What does beautiful hadith sharif in Muslim Sharif, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, hi Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read, not put the CD and recording on, you must read Surah Baqarah, the entire surah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَى. By reading it, it will bring barakah and blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرَى. And you omit it, you abandon it, it brings about remorse and regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَى. The evil forces, you know, people who are hasidin, haqidin, those who are jealous, envious, they are plotting, planning, scheming against you. So all their things will not work. Allah will then protect get you and send it to them. They will get humiliated, disgrace, inshallah. Sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us min kulli su wa makruh, from all harm and evil. 10 to 10:30 nikah program. All of you, somebody getting married and so forth, send it here to our Junaid Mota and 084-786-3132. 11:30, we will join Makkah Mukarrama. Bandar is giving the khutbah. I can't call him Sheikh. He's not a Bandar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.